Come with me on a trip to Mentone. Where is Mentone? It's not a town a lot of people are aware of, but it's considered the home of Oranges on the Rocks. That's one of the signs that it has as you enter in. It's an unincorporated community filled with families that take pride in being a part of this city. It's 6.2 square miles of rural area. It's the elevation 1650. A population is 9847. It is a waypoint or a gateway when heading to and from the San Bernardino Mountains and ski resorts. It's located above Yucaipa off of Interstate 10 or 330. It's just east of Redlands, and west is Oak Glen. The 43% are white, 40% Hispanic. So you got a pretty high level there of people speaking Spanish. 8% Asian, 4% African American. There are 601 veterans there. 62% own their home. $310,000 is the average house cost. 28% speak Spanish, 72% English. 88% graduated from high school. 23% have college degrees. And the average household income is $68,000. Per person, it's $30,000. Their history is unique. After the railroads were developed in the 1880s, people sought to move to a place with less cold winters and humid summers from the east when they heard of the land of sunshine, orange blossoms, and healthful living. In 1886, the Mentone Company purchased land north of what was known as Crafton and south of the Santa Ana River. The city's name Mentone came about because it was similar to the climate in the Mediterranean. However, the way they marketed the area, they would exaggerate and embellish what it looked like in pictures and postcards. Green hills with sheep grazing and lakes and water with ships and sailboats. But in reality, it was just rocks from Mentone Beach. In 1888, McIntosh Real Estate Agent bought much of the land and created and developed an orange grove. Then he sold the land to people who wanted to buy homes. The LA Times repeatedly raved about the area doing things above and beyond what it really did. In 1891, they said it grew fruit at the extreme upper end of the San Bernardino Valley is the foothill fruit colony in Mentone. It contains 2,000 acres, which are practically above the frost and fog. 200 acres were planted last spring, 2/3 of the acreage oranges and 1/3 olives. Well, the article helped Mentone grow. Post office was erected. Mentone sandstone started actually in 1891 making stones for what is now the San Bernardino County Jail. So the olive groves became more popular, and then they built the Hotel Mentone in 1892 after the Coronado Del Mar Hotel in San Diego. They wanted to bring people in, boasting that it had the best croquet court in Southern California. But it didn't get enough tourists or business, so it ended up becoming a sanitarium for people who were dealing with tuberculosis and asthma. In 1900, the LA Times declared new health resort, local and other physicians and hotel men to build a large sanitarium near Redlands. So they secured a large tract about 2 miles from Redlands to be the most complete and up-to-date institution of any kind in the country. Unhappily, again, because of the embellishments, it was another failure and the building was taken down in 1917. Well, then the community created a newspaper promoting the area. The Chamber of Commerce boasted it's the greatest place for sunshine, health, and opportunity in 1940. Nationally recognized as a health center, one of the leading citrus sections of California. Mentone ships around 1,000 cars of oranges every year. One of the fastest growing communities in SoCal. New homes, population has increased during the past 5 years at rates far above. They never lived up to the LA Times, Community News, and other boasts to be a big-time tourist destination. However, the residents enjoy the peace and quiet of a smaller town feel and been known to say their little resort is just fine the way it is. Father God, we just lift up Mentone. We ask God for the issues that they face with flooding and mudslides, that the city Chamber of Commerce and San Bernardino County, who governs the city, that together they would find some creative ways to help minimize any of the issues that occur so that they wouldn't experience flooding and mudslides. We pray for the Redlands Unified School District that oversees the Mentone Elementary School and the Valley Star High School. We also pray for Faith Chapel. We pray for all of them, God, to teach truth, high moral standards, preparing the kids to be good citizens in our country. We pray they will not teach CRT and the LGBTQ education that they've been trying to promote. We pray that that would not happen and that parents would arise and say, no. A crime occurs every 2 days. That's too often. But their overall grade is B+, violent crime B-, property crime B, and other crime B. So that's good. But their top issues are vandalism, theft, auto theft, and burglary, only at around 3%. But we do pray, Father, that their crime will decrease and it will be more days apart from each other and less of it. Their poverty rate is not bad. It's only 8.7%. California average is 15. The highest is among those who are between 75 and 84. Children under 6 have the other highest. There are 84 cases of COVID as of today. We pray these people recover from it in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Mentone Matter City newspaper, that they will be honest and true and fair and full of truth, that they would use it to be a platform to bridge the people, to create a community, to make them feel a part of something. Father, we lift up the churches, Faith Chapel, Assembly of God, Mentone Congregational Church, Sandals Church, Avoda Fellowship, the Mentone Seventh-day Adventist. We pray, God, for these churches to unite and experience revival. We pray for intercessors to rise up and pray and intercede and claim this city, Mentone, for Jesus. That we pray believers will commit to do prayer walks through their neighborhoods. That prayer groups would arise and declare the city reforms on truth and not exaggeration. That they would have a spirit of repentance and conviction of sin that would transform lives by the power of the gospel. And others would take note and say, I want what you have. That they can't deny the changes in the people around them. We pray for God them to speak in boldness, that believers would share their faith at work and with friends, and that they would service people, even the people that they do business with, that they would share their faith there, that churches would unite in prayer for revival and an awakening in Jesus' name.